知行英语 Listen and share 知行哈哈堂
New business was opening 开业大吉
A new business was opening And one of the owner's friends wanted to send him flowers for the occasion They arrived at the new business siteAnd the owner read the card. Rest in peace. The owner was angry and called the florist to complain. After he had told the florist of the obvious mistake and how angry he was, the florist replied, Sir, I'm really sorry for the mistake, but rather than getting angry, you should imagine this.Somewhere, there's a funeral taking place today, and they have flowers with a note saying, Congratulations on your new location.
新公司开业了。开业典礼上，经理的一个朋友送他一个花篮。经理高声朗读着花篮上的贺卡，安息吧。经理生气极了，打电话找来卖花的人，要质问他是怎么回事。花店老板来了，看到这个明显的错误和经理气急败坏的样子，他说，我真的很抱歉，但是与其这么生气，你倒不如这样想，有另外一个地方，今天要举办一个葬礼，他们将会收到一个花篮，留言条上写着，恭喜你有了新的归属。
Tell you more.
来讲解一下相关的语言点。New business was opening. 一般情况下，对做生意的表达可以有以下几种。Open a business, start a business, run a business 等等。Rest in peace. 根据字面翻译是安静的睡去。由于是用在葬礼上，所以引申为安息吧。Complain.C-O-M-P-L-A-I-N 抱怨控诉文中用的是第二个意思 Rather than 与其不如宁可也不 Rather than 后面紧接的情况是不愿意做的例如 He resigned rather than take part in such a dishonest transaction 他宁愿辞职也不愿意参加这样一种欺骗的交易 Take place发生相当于 happen Congratulations 恭喜祝贺这个词可以单独使用在任何祝贺的场合都可以使用如果要表达对对方某件事的祝贺要用介词 on 构成短语 Congratulations on 例如文中的用法就是这样好了今天的讲解就到这里谢谢收听
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。